The Senate will come to order. Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. President. I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, will you be so kind as to stand? In our tradition, we always start with prayer. Today's chaplain is Pastor David Soren from the Renovation Church in Blaine. As a gentle reminder, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, good morning. Thank you for what you do. It's hard work, it's not easy. It takes leadership, and leadership requires wisdom. So that's why we pray. Let's pray. God, I ask that you give your wisdom to these men and these women today. I ask that you would lead them, that you would give them your heart, and your words, and your guidance for our state. I pray that we would be a state that not only serves and loves people, but serves and loves you. God, your ways are the highest of ways. They are the wisest of ways. So may we seek them out and trust in them above any current wisdom of the world. And God, we thank you for your grace and your forgiveness. And I pray that each and every one of these senators may know your love for them. Amen.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Clark, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Farnsworth, Fete, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson-Stewart, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, Mayquaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Murphy, Nelson, Umoverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you'd like to follow along, I'm looking at the Senate agenda dated Monday, April 7th. We will begin with the second order of business, which is executive and official communications. The following communication was received. Please make note and no action is required. Members will now proceed to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the first message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 1360, a bill for an act relating to public safety, increasing speed limit for implements of husbandry to 35 miles per hour. Signed, Patrick Duffy Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. The Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 341, 1355, 1792, and 1998.
Members, no action is required. We will now proceed to the fourth order of business, which is first reading of House bills. The House files have been given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members will now proceed to the fifth order of business, which is reports of committees. There are committee reports to read at the desk.
Senator Murphy, from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was re-referred Senate file number 2205, a bill for an act relating to commerce, establishing a task force on homeowners and commercial property insurance, reports the same back with a recommendation that the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention. And Senator Murphy from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was re-referred Senate file number 1464, a bill for an act relating to natural resources, establishing the Minnesota Sustainable Foraging Task Force, reports the same back with a recommendation that the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Climate, and Legacy. And Senator Murphy from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was re-referred Senate file number 2322, a bill for an act relating to health occupations, establishing the Minnesota Healthcare Workforce Advisory Council. And when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. And Senator Murphy from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was re-referred Senate file number 856, a bill for an act relating to state government, creating the Office of the Inspector General, reports the same back with a recommendation that the bill be amended as follows, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Murphy for a motion to adopt committee reports and et cetera.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports printed in the agenda, addendum, and read by the Secretary be adopted.
On the adoption of the committee reports, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the sixth order of business, which is second reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file number 1740, 3137, 2990, 2988, 3097, 2443, 908, 1962, 2706, and 1750.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. Members, we'll go to the seventh order of business, which is second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file numbers. The House file, go ahead, I'm sorry. We'll read the House file numbers.
House file number 688.
House file has been given its second reading. Members will now proceed to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. Members, if you look at page number 2, you will see Senate file number 3303. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Education Policy. Members, also, if you go to page number 4, you'll see Senate file number 3314. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Jobs and Economic Development. Members, as I mentioned, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members will now proceed to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senate resolution number 24 to 29 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Members will now proceed to the 13th order of business, which is announcements of Senate interest. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm wondering if Leader Murphy would yield for a question.
Senator Murphy, will you yield? She will yield. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. As most members are aware, there's been some newspaper coverage lately, starting on Friday, of some conflicts of interest for Senator Champion in his role here at the Senate based on his professional life and then also on his legislative work here as well, too. So I just want to ask Senator Murphy, Senator Champion has requested an advisory opinion on the Ethics Committee and has stepped down as chair of the Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct. Have you considered his roles as jobs chair and as Senate president and what that could mean to that? Mr. President, I wonder if Senator Murphy could answer that.
Senator Murphy, to the question.
Thank you, Mr. President and Leader Johnson. Senator Johnson, you make reference to newspaper stories over the weekend. I would add alleged to the statement of stories about a conflict of interest. These are alleged conflicts of interest. This morning, Senator Champion sent to all of us on the Rules Committee, and you know, unexpectedly, a letter requesting an advisory opinion under our Rules 55.2. Any member can ask the Subcommittee on Ethics to request an advisory opinion. It can be public or private. Many members have done this before. There are a number of occasions in the last decade where members have sought the opinion of the Ethics Committee around whether or not there is a conflict of interest. So I want to begin by saying that Senator Champion, recognizing there were news stories around alleged conflict of interest, took the action this morning to request of the Subcommittee on Ethics an advisory opinion and that it be public. In order for that to proceed, the Rules Committee acted together, and I consulted with Leader Johnson before we took this action, to replace Senator Champion temporarily with Senator Pappas to lead the Subcommittee on Ethics so that work can proceed. I think all of us hold dear the integrity that we hold with the public. And this body holds dear the integrity with which they view us. And in fact, that integrity, people's faith in our ability to do this work, is a foundation of democratic governing. And so I think it was wise on Senator Champion's point, on his, from his perspective, to bring this request and to move this with due haste so that the issue that is being raised can be remedied. I think that it's an important part of our work together, and I'm glad you're raising the question. I believe that the Subcommittee on Ethics will be convened soon, and they will deal and offer an advisory opinion. And that, I think, should be the first and only step that this body takes with regard to the participation in the leadership of Senator Champion in the roles in which he's playing.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I appreciate that and the history behind it. Over one nuance that's different with this advisory opinion that has been in historical advisory opinions, typically one would get an advisory opinion prior to action. However, the action has already taken place. And so that really distinguishes this case from any others that have been in the past. And so what we're talking about trying to do an advisory opinion after the fact, I think we've got to take a step back and look at the wisdom of that judgment. And at that point, I think maybe when we're considering the decisions that had been made, it's time where we could take time out from those leadership positions, whether it's chair or president, as this is being determined. Now, had this been, we had the foresight to ask for this advisory opinion prior to requesting the funding for these organizations and then thus funding these organizations and the conflicts that happen in there, I think that would be foresight and the wisdom to ask for it then. But now afterwards, I think there gets to be more and more questions that pop up. So I would beg to differ on you with you on this one and would think that there needs to be something further that needs to happen as we work through that ethics subcommittee, the advisory opinion. But with that, Mr. President, thank you.
Senator Weisenberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. So after lively debate last year on our beaver bill, it is International Beaver Day today. If people didn't know that. So I did bring some beaver down if people want to try it. I have it in the back room. And to your surprise, it seems funny, but in my district, lots of people actually do have freezers full of beaver. So we do need to repeal this law that doesn't allow you to consume beaver. So hopefully we can get that passed this year, and you can try it yourself. It tastes like roast beef. It's rolled in flour, pan seared, and then baked it low and slow in beef broth. It's delicious. So thank you very much.
Senator Farnsworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I stand today on behalf of all of the members of the Range delegation to invite all of the senators and staff to the Ranger Party tonight at 5 o'clock at Mancini's. As everybody knows, this is the best party of the year. It's a party that you don't want to miss, so hope to see everybody there tonight at 5 o'clock. It's supposed to end at 7, but nobody ever leaves at 7, so hope to see you there tonight.
Senator Abler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Wide-ranging topics today. Last week, a plaque in the name of Satan was displayed at the Capitol. I believe in freedom of religion. In this country, a person has the right to worship whoever, whatever, or nothing at all. However, I repudiate the idea that Satan is a good partner for the state of Minnesota or anyone. Instead, particularly given the circumstances in these times of great challenge, I suggest we invoke the blessing of the Lord God Most High. Thank you, Mr. President.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Senator McQuaid, Senator McEwen, Senator Port, Senator Wicklund, Senator Young, and Senator Fonte. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, today is Rochester Day at the Capitol. The social is today, this afternoon, from 4:30 to 6 at the Handsome Hog. So hope to see you there.
Senator Ress.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to remind people, members, that the survey of legislators sent out by the Office of the Legislative Auditor in helping those of us who are on the Legislative Audit Commission to choose the topics that will be the subjects of the evaluations done in the next year. Senator Dibble is the chair of the topic selection subcommittee, but the surveys where you can vote for up to four topics that are of interest to you, the deadline for that, for handing that in, is tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to officially welcome the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, to Minneapolis tonight for Monday Night Raw. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you, Senator Miller. And Senator Miller did join us this morning where WWE was at a local elementary school called Olsen, and the kids were just going crazy over the wrestlers. I thought maybe I should put a mask on and, you know, show them my muscles. Maybe they would go crazy. So thank you, Senator Miller. Any other announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Murphy.
Thank you, President Champion. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Wednesday, April 9th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.